Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 18th of March, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Good morning, and we got a little housekeeping to do. I think the first thing we need to say is it's time to get the tamarind out the trees. It's time to get the tamarind out the trees. It's been 3 days of wet and gloomy. 2 days of heavy, heavy rain, not all day, but spurts. The trees need time to dry out after heavy rain. If we get successive days of rain, the tree will hold far more moisture than we want to keep the tamarind. Tamarind is just an amazing fruit. You could pick tamarind and let it sort of dry out, and then reconstitute it, I'm using that word loosely, by soaking it in water, right? So tamarind can last a long time if it is stored properly. With this rain and this cold weather, little cold front coming, it's time to get tamarind off the trees. Tamarind came a little late this year. We're already in the middle of March, about to head into the end of March. And so it's proper time. It was a good time, I'm going to not say proper, it's a good time for the rain, for the mango trees, the pear trees, the scarlet plum trees, the papaya trees, the dilly trees, everything that's about bearing. This is great rain for the latter half of our growing season. We got two agricultural seasons. We have what we call the grow season, which is in the cooler months, and then we have the summer season where most of our fruit appear. But it's time to get the tamarind out of the trees. Also, taking place tonight at Ponciana Paper Press, tonight, 6 p.m. at Ponciana Paper Press, Equality Bahamas is hosting a conversation with Soraya Chemele on her book, All We Want Is Everything. All We Want Is Everything for International Women's Month. Of course, March is Women's Month, 6 p.m., Ponciana Paper Press, that's number 12, Parkgate Road. All We Want Is Everything by Soraya Chemele, a discussion. I hope to see lots of people out there. So today I wanted to talk about this headline, election, quote, within next few weeks, close quotes. That headline is from the Nassau Tribune, 12th of March, 2026. Progressive Liberal Party Chairman Fred Mitchell said yesterday that a general election will be held, quote, within the next few weeks, close quotes. The unexpected announcement is the clearest indication yet that the country will head to the polls this spring. Later that same day? So also on the 12th of March, so I think that article was printed on the 12th of March. The statement was made on the 11th. On the 12th of March, The Guardian releases this short story with this headline, PM Elections Coming Soon. PM Elections Coming Soon, 12th of March, 26. Quote, elections will be held soon, close quotes, according to Prime Minister Philip Davis, who was asked to respond to PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell's declaration that the general election is weeks away. Davis urged Bahamians to stay tuned. The Prime Minister must think that he is Zedness. A wonderful quote was shared recently. It's a quote by the now Prime Minister in his capacity deputy leader of the party. This quote emanated from the prime minister in 2021. I want to read it for you exactly. You know, I don't want to paraphrase, so I'm looking for it to see where I shared it. Here we go. Here's the quote. Quote, no one man should hold a country hostage. And this is why our party leader has committed, as the next prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, to a fixed election date. No more guessing when the bell will ring. Close quotes. Philip Davis, 2012 PLP deputy leader. So this would have been before the 2012 election. Again, quote, no one man should hold a country hostage, and this is why our party leader has committed, as the next prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, to a fixed election date. No more guessing when the bell will ring. Close quotes. Philip Davis, 2012 PLP deputy leader. So I just thought that that was very interesting. Listen, the quote is extremely interesting, right? If we get into it, Davis is not making a personal commitment, right? He's speaking about what his party leader would do if elected. So he's not taking any of the burden on himself, right? And given that this occurred prior to the general election, I wonder if Mr. Christie told Davis to say this. I mean, did Davis tell Christie he was going to say this out loud? I don't know. I just find it very, very interesting, particularly juxtaposed to this, quote, elections will be held soon, close quotes, according to the Prime Minister, Philip Davis, who was asked to respond to PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell's declaration that the general election is weeks away. Producer, let's go to the phone line, and then we're going to get into those articles. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Right on, man. Okay, I'm with you, right? But I prefer the sneak attack, you know, the surprise of when election is going to be held. You don't think that's an odd surprise? That's out of war. Oh. You can't let the opponent know when you're going.
Okay, so I appreciate the, if it's an analogy, I appreciate it. I like it, right? Except there's one big problem. In this equation, who is the enemy? And who is the opponent?
Well, you all know who the enemy is, the opposition, whoever in opposition is the enemy.
So can the Prime Minister tell us, the people of the Bahamas, when the election could be without telling his enemy? Because his enemy is not necessarily my enemy. His opponent is not necessarily my opponent, right? So, and then here's another question. At what point did elections become a war? See, because if you define it like a war, then I could appreciate the application of the analogy that you gave, right? But when did it become a war? And if it's a war, who's the enemy?
It became a war when we had a war room.
But listen, I have a different question I want to ask you. I just don't know why I can't find it right now in the paper. It's a question about the Fox Hill election, say Fox Hill heating up. Say Fox Hill election heating up. It's got to be in one of these papers. There we go. Nassau Guardian, page 3. Fox Hill race will be one to watch. You watching it?
I watch it, but you know we read from Fox Hill, so we can't comment on that.
Well, but the paper full of people from who say they from Fox Hill commenting.
We can't comment on that, man.
Okay.
You know, we hold Fox Hill business personnel.
I feel you.
But my thing is, right?
Yeah.
How come you were all caught up this year for the election? You forget you don't vote?
That's exactly why I got to be caught. First of all, that's exactly why I got to be caught up in it. Just because I don't vote doesn't mean I don't participate. In fact, I do vote. You just don't know who I vote for. Spoiling the ballot is a vote for me in an electoral culture and a political culture that will, with the boldness will tell me that they can't tell me things about my own elections because they got to confuse the enemy. You can't be talking to your... But so it's the political class that has framed the citizens as its opponents and the citizens as its enemy, if that's the analogy we're going to apply.
But before I go, right, I think I figure out, you know, I think you vote, right, but you realize that if you say you don't vote, you get to keep your job. You're the safest person on the job.
But listen, I do vote. I do participate in the electoral process. I just don't vote for who they tell me I must vote for. Why you would tell me who I must vote for?
So you do vote?
I do vote. But I tell you what, St. Anne's constituency, if y'all could arrange a cage match, Weatherford, White, and Wong, the first person to catch a raccoon will get my vote.
So you vote red?
You think? Well, I mean, I don't see Adrian White in the bush climbing tree. You know, he could catch. I'm sure he could catch raccoon.
That boy always in the bush.
There you go. I still want to know what Fox Hill people thinking about Fox Hill. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How are you?
And good morning to the nation. Ms. Green.
Yes.
I put it to you that the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is a very fine lady.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Now, if you have two guys going after the same lady,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And would you tell the next man the date that you're going to go and approach her? Would you give him all of the information he needs to counteract what you are doing so that you can go and get this lady over him?
It depends. See, I think there's a degree of disclosure that is required in courting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a degree of privacy and intimacy that one would want to, like, engender, right, in courting. But I don't think that is a strong comparison, right? I don't think it's a strong enough comparison. However, think about, let me try and see if I could make it feel comfortable to my brain. Now, if there is a young woman, right, in a culture where parents arrange marriages, right?
Right.
All of the suitors go to the parent and show them everything that they have. They don't show it to the opponent, but they take it right to the parent. And similarly, I don't expect you to tell the other suitor what it is you have planned for me, but I expect you to tell me what you have planned for me. You know? It's really problematic to...
So if I love you so much and I want you more than the other opponent,
uh-huh.
when I take that chance in telling you what my plans is, because at the end of the day, you may have more eyes for him than me. So
this is a risk that...
Where does that put me?
See, that's a risk that I must take, right? I different her. If I were a man to court a woman for marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
I different her. I tell the whole world what I have in my Georgie bundle to present to this woman. I can let all the opponents, all my competition know what I have, because you can't take it from me, and you can't do it better than me. It's a risk I'm willing to take, because ultimately it's her. It's the person we courting that makes the decision. But I see, I different her. I would have had all of these Bahamian singers singing for me, but only for the first verse until I realized they could out-sing me, and then I tell them, pack it up, go home, I could take it from here.
Mm-hmm.
I different her.
But I think that the PM is telling the nation what his plans is, but he's just not letting the opponent, who he knows after the same lady,
know what his plans
are. The Bahamas is the finest.
Okay.
Trust me, the Bahamas is the finest. And I think that he is telling them what he wants for them, but I just don't think he wants to give his opponent, who is after the same lady, a date that he is going to do what he's going to do.
Absolutely. So, I appreciate what you're saying. This is why I can say I don't like this analogy. I don't like the type of language that we're using. I want to share another quote with you. I wanted to get the quote correct again. You got to be very careful. This is a quote from Mr. Trump, right? Mr. Trump was talking about Cuba. And I think it's important for us to examine the language that was used. And perhaps it'll point to why I think this type of analogy is so problematic. When talking about Cuba recently, I think I saw this quote yesterday or day before yesterday, Mr. Trump said something similar to, I could take it if I want it. If I want it, I could take it. Who could stop me? I'm paraphrasing here, right? Paraphrasing. Because I was reading that, and then I saw the Sawyer Boy video, the one where they tried to hack the computers at ZNS, that turned my whole day on its side. But I really want to read this to you, just so you could hear the quote from the man himself, right? And he said, if I want it, I could take it. I could have it if I want it. I could take it if I want it. I could do anything I want with it. See, that's that type of language. Now, apply that to he's talking about a whole country, Cuba, you know. This is a man who has been accused of rape and pedophilia, you know. I think it's extremely problematic to talk about our country as if it is a prize to be won by somebody, but let's get straight to the point, as if it is a woman, an object to be possessed by men, to do what we want with it. And while it is in our control, we can have our way. That's very dangerous language. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Thank you for your patience.
Hey, God, I send arm to you.
Blessings. Again. Yeah.
Yeah, that analogy with the gentleman was talking about, man, you know, that really don't bother because, you know, especially if they had prior relationships where the women them suffered,
and
now do you see him potential person out there courting another woman, and their reputation or their legacy for treating women ain't good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to use that analogy. We need a date, right? Because this is a country. This ain't no love affair,
mm-hmm.
right? This is the country. What has a sovereignty, and that needs to be protected. We need accountability. We need transparency, right? We don't need romantic analogies about how a country should be run, right? Because that's how we got ourselves in this mess that we in as a country. We wanna operate it through feelings and not actual laws and decent practices that runs and protect everybody in a country.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much for your contribution.
You're welcome.
Let's go to the next caller. As we go to the next caller, so the excerpt that I paraphrase is from the New York Times article. Trump says he will have the, quote, honor, close quotes, of, quote, taking Cuba, close quotes. You hear that language? We don't like it. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, Aaron, we ain't good for the service he do. The bunks, the service he back to, man. So, Papa, some service he should be coming back, man.
Good, yes.
Yeah. I agree to that caller, guess now. The caller before, I'm talking garbage. Yeah, because he's a PRP supporter. But what you're showing, right, is another example of when they promise us things in opposition and don't deliver when they get in government. Freedom of Information Act is the same thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And look how long that was. 2012. Look how that's a... And that's why the government is changing every 5 years. You know, they're making promises to the people, and then they ain't delivering. So So time is the end of the time. The people have kicked them back out because they ain't deliver on what they did promise.
Yes.
Now, a fixed election is way better. You could check this. Rubian Dalin, the first woman to register.
Yes.
But you could check this out. She's the first woman to register, but she didn't vote. She didn't vote. She said on talk show she had to go to school. So she, it was a fixed election day. They had to know when the date is, and she was really able to vote too.
And make arrangements. And you could, and you could go to the school and you could say, listen, our elections are on this date. Could I beg an exemption?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Frankly. So she's the first woman to register, but didn't vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need a fixed election day, man. Every other country have it. This hauling it to your chest, foolishness, is a bunch of garbage in 2026, man. I'm talking about read the tea leaves and all that foolishness and that garbage.
No, and, and obey is illegal. Talking about read the tea leaves, yeah.
Right, right. People got to send their children off to colleges and they come. People got vacation plan, all type of things, man. They can't make nothing. They hold up listening to this foolishness, but when he wake up in the morning, he can let you know when election day. Man, this 2026, we need a fixed election day.
Yep.
And what you going to talk about right now, Aaron, that's serious, about taking over Cuba, taking, yes, take it, we'll take it. That's how they do. Puerto Rico and Hawaii and everything, they'll make that the 52nd or 3rd state.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when we be saying, people would be downplaying, when we say if Trump won the Bahamas, he could take the Bahamas too, they'd be downplaying that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see what's going on in the world now then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a nice day, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, thank you. I don't know, I don't like the language. What you mean you just taking Cuba? That's how the rapists talk, you know. That's how the rapists talk. My, take that. Where she going, Joyce? I take that. Where my woman think she going? I take that. I see her in the dance. I take that woman, take that. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Yeah, Miss Green.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good, man.
Bless.
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can guarantee anybody in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, election will be before October 12th.
Mm-hmm.
I sure that.
Yes, sir.
You ain't need a fixed date for that. You sure election before October 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who are... I understand what Marfold was trying to say just now about you might have your crews, you might want to go on, you might want to go on your vacation, your children might be in school and saying, I understand that. All right? But I guarantee you it could be before October 12th.
Okay.
And another thing to you was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It Forks Hill.
Yeah.
I don't live in Forks Hill. I live in the Bamboo Town constituency, but I fall up Forks Hill a lot. I be around a lot of the Davis stores up in Forks Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And Forks Hill would have been a seat to watch if they had called election about 4 months ago.
Okay.
What I feel, I try and study politics a little, and I think Mr. Mitchell let Mr. Fox run at the gate, let him burn itself out. Mr. Mitchell is the chairman of the party.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mitchell knew when to strike. He knows when election could be.
Mm-hmm.
He knows when to strike.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell anybody here, whenever you see Mr. Mitchell strike in Fox Hill, election right around the corner. You know how they say Christmas around the corner?
Yeah.
See, Mr. Mitchell knows when to strike. Mr. Fox have already run out of steam.
I got you. Well, you know, I still think Fox Hill's seat is a seat to watch for anybody who's studying local politics. And and Mr. Mitchell is, right, like, he's three people. He's chairman of the party, he's an MP, and he's a minister, right?
I'm the chairman.
Right, the chairman of the party. You got the three positions, and you could see him functioning like separately. You could see him close the door on one character and then open the door for the other, and he performs very well. Fred Mitchell is a man to watch. Yeah, he is a man to watch if you...
No, but let me say this in closing, Ms. Green.
Yes, sir?
I had a reason to talk with Mr. Mitchell at one time, and I had to ask him how he can do it. If five people in Fox Hill get buried on Saturday, he'll be to the five of those funerals.
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks out of the five of them. I don't know how he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't have no paper in his hand.
Yeah.
So that means, like that, he knows his constituents. He knows his people.
Yeah.
You see, and when he goes to, I was at a front of line with him, and I know this person is a known effort, and me and him attended the same front of and Mr. Mitchell spoke about that gentleman like how are you supposed to?
Yeah.
He ain't talk no politics.
Yeah.
And this was one of Mr. Mitchell's biggest opposition.
Yeah.
Oxel.
Yeah.
And then the people, the only thing they didn't do is give him a standing ovation when he finished.
Yeah.
He didn't play no politics. He's just a strategist.
There you
he
go.
He just know how to do things.
There you go.
You got to give him that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? Thank you.
Yeah, but I've got to continue listening as usual.
But listen, you know the last question. From I see Mr. Mitchell on that motorcycle, all I want to know is you think him and Fox and the other FNM candidates could fight to catch the raccoon in a cage match? Because I will watch that too. Good morning, caller.
Green, or Miss Green.
Good morning, how are you?
I share your sentiments. I'm going to be very short.
Okay.
I was very disturbed over what Mr. Trump had to say.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was so disturbed I hardly slept because I was thinking that with that language, who's to say who can't take or wouldn't try to take the Bahamas?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's troubling. I know we have some Trump lovers around here. They will go to the end with him. They will go further than they would go with Jesus. But that's fine. That's their decision. But mm-hmm. you listen to people, even if you love them. This is the thing with politics here. We are afraid to go against the people that, oh, we love them. That's my party. So whatever they do, it's right and the other is wrong. And what's about this enemy thing in this country? Why mm-hmm. are we enemies? Because we might not support you.
Mm-hmm.
I find that even more troubling in this little country. Oh, I don't think the way you think, so you are my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot for us to think about. But you have a pleasant morning. I'll continue to listen.
Thank you. Thank you. I just, the language is troubling. I tell you all what, for people who have experienced violence, right? And I'm not talking sort of like schoolyard, sometimes it is schoolyard violence, but in particular like sexual violence, but violence when you're very small and the other person is very big, you know, there's a power, that's what it is, when there's an extreme power imbalance. Right? This type of language resonates with people who have experienced that type of violence. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing, man?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, in respect to this enemy thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, Aaron, this thing is built like a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the top where the two lines connect. That is where you have no enemy. You know, color politics doesn't matter at the top because at the top, they get married to one another. They go in business with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Stand God parents for each other children. That's how they work at the top. But at the bottom where the triangle now becomes wide and divisive, that's who he is referring to when he talk about enemy. He wants us to become enemies among ourselves. And some of these silly people, they do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they talk about one another when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
But at the top, they get married to one another and they become friends. And there's no enemy at the top.
In fact,
I don't know why this divisive nonsense that they are screwing, only for the illiterate and the marginalized. We're the ones who don't speak to one another because of politics and get angry with one another, fight one another. You see it happen. But at the top, they're all lovey-dovey, family friends and lovers with one another. And this is very reckless and irresponsible.
Yeah.
You know, because when you're going to have the nation divided, caring against, fighting against one another because of petty politics, it speaks volume of you as a leader. You know, this nonsense has to stop, Aaron.
Yeah.
But until the bloodshed, until we start hitting up one another, then they're going to stop and say, oh, we're only joking. But you don't use those type of language when you ask me in a democracy. I mean, all over the world, people fighting for democracy. You ask us to choose a side. You choose one. Then you become the enemy,
yeah.
Or you become an FNM or PLP, and not a Bohemian.
Mm-hmm.
It's just irresponsible and reckless, and needs to be condemned. But we're not going to condemn it. We're going to continue on fighting against one another at the bottom, while they get rich and enjoy the finer things concerning the Bahamas at the top. Just reckless and irresponsible.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you. And what I'm very troubled by is this invisibility of women attacking each other in the public domain over politics. It has become nasty, and it needs to stop. Okay, producer, let's prep for the break. I'm going to read some texts as we go to the break. Here's one. My thoughts exactly, Aaron Green, how the PLP deputy leader can speak for the leader. Oh, boy, I didn't know he's going all the way back there. That's an interesting one. Hey, I tell you what, I've been on the air for a bit, and I know people have questioned my party allegiance because of my commentary. Hopefully, I've been on air long enough for people to see that I critique both parties equally. But I will admit, during that 2012-2017 administration, I may have had a bias towards Perry Christie, and I may have seen language and behavior and acts that suggested to me that Brave Davis wasn't on Perry Christie's team. But then maybe it was just my own personal biases coming to the forefront. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, blessed, Ms. Green.
Bless.
Please suggest, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the only one thing for me, right? Just this view about wars around the world, it's about democracy, right? But my view is that wars around the world is about hegemony, you know, hegemony, right?
Mm-hmm.
Democracy. Anyway, please address that to me. What's your view and how... I try to address. I don't really have to address it because you eventually just address it. But you get covered in your addressing issues. But I'm concerned about. Thank you.
Yeah, I got you. So I could be honest with you. I think democracy in the way that we practice it is a farce. In and of itself, it perhaps is a good thing. I'm invested in creating and imagining and creating systems beyond the systems we have, not in opposition to them. And so I think that democracy, the way that we practice it, is vulnerable, fragile and vulnerable to pernicious, that's like sort of nasty and dangerous, political cultures that overwhelm, particularly in small island developing spaces. I think like for the Bahamas, we just adopt every concept, the way that it's been developed in the global north, and then think that we can just easily apply it to the Bahamas and other small island developing states. Here's a text. Good morning, West Bay. Going east from Goodman's Bay to Sanders Beach. Traffic is not moving this week because someone has dug up the road and left a big cavern just west of the Shell gas station. So everyone must slow down. Please appeal to Ministry of Works to get that patch of road repaved. Thank you. I experienced that this weekend. Yeah, it was horrible. But there's two things happening. Bahamian drivers have the worst attitudes in the world. Y'all are just disgusting. So you are upset that there's traffic, there's a lot of cars. So what you're going to do is you're going to slow down and slow the traffic down even more. You're going to take your car over a little ridge in the road. And so your frustration drives you to doing it as slowly as physically possible. And in some instances, you're doing more damage to your car the way that you're driving over it. It's rainy, it's wet, there's water in the road. You're mad at God, so you're going to just slow down even more. I'm telling you, and it's just because we have more dollars than cents. That's all it is. Here's the text, Ms. Green. I love you and this brains of yours. After what I said just now, I don't know if you could still love me, but thank you very much. Lady Erin, it was always a war. That's why parties have campaigns. No, it was not always a war. Parties have campaigns because they want to war. But see, because here's my thing. There's lots of things that we could wage war against in this country, you know. Like this Guardian headline I just saw this morning posted, 51 minutes ago? Driver attempts to abduct girl, 13. See, there's lots we could be raging about. All of these want to be gangsters on the road, acting as if they have the right to risk your life. In fact, I saw two cars slide off of Collins Avenue this morning in front of an extremely large vehicle. Do you know what it is to refuse to look someone in their face while you risk killing them in front of a hospital they can't get health care from? Imagine, you would knock me at the intersection of Shirley Street and Collins Avenue, and I could die because the ambulance there fast enough to take me to PMH. We have all of these gangsters in this country, a lot of y'all out here, and a lot of y'all in the Three Score and Ten gang. Out here on the road, in your homes, in places, in the public, carrying on like you're not afraid of hell. Because you done got the Three Score and Ten that God promised. Anyway, let's go to, see, y'all like war. They said y'all like this bully culture, this gang culture, this war culture. But take it. What you come out of the house looking like that for? I could take it. Let's go to the phone line, producer, just quickly, and I know we got to go to a break. Oh, I sorry, Carl, I was about to come to you. Okay, Miss Green, morning. Trump's words used is the words choosed. The reign of fear dominates the geopolitical arena. International morality has disappeared. Respective leaders appear snared. Miss Green, you like that little epigraph? We facing a geopolitical madman. I just have one thing to say. We cannot call ourselves a Christian nation if we do not detach from systems that ignore on the border of protecting pedophilia, sexual violence. See, that's the real Sodom and Gomorrah story there. I you know, it's only 15 minutes left in the show. That's something too exciting to say. But that's the truth. That's the truth. If we are not prepared to turn and walk away from these systems that support this type of violence, sexual violence, social violence, psychological violence, then we could become the sand, the salt pillar too, right? Anyway, you on the clock with Aaron. I can't stand with pedophiles, Green. We'll be right back.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
located
life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Get set.
Track and field fans, it's that time. Time for the B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Come see the country's finest young athletes in blazing battles on the track and fierce field competition as they look to book their tickets to the 53rd Crypto Games in St. George's, Grenada on the Easter holiday weekend. Who will make the team to represent the Bahamas? Be there for the B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Competition starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 20th, and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, March 21st and 22nd. General admission, $12. Children under 12, $8. $20 VIP. Three-day passes are $34 general admission, $20 children under 12, and $58 for a three-day VIP pass. The B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd. Don't you miss it.
Miss Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Okay, in the last few minutes of the show, a couple of calls, I got texts, but we're going to start reading these three letters to the editor. The first is Bastian and Cooper are on a collision course for PLP leadership written by Kevin Evans. The second is Kevin Evans should be applauded for the insightful analysis published. That was posted by someone with the tag name Observer. And then in today's Nassau Guardian, the letter to the editor, disqualification for appointment as senator and disqualification for election of members of the House of Assembly. But let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Hey.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
Yeah, about the Lazaretto Road abduction. When the other day, a couple of years ago, when the 11-year-old get abducted and raped and thing, uh-huh. and gets dropped in the graveyard, they never found the person for that, right?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no one ever charged. So that means there's a child molester prowling around Lazaretto Road area.
Well, they could be prowling around any area, but we know that that was a target zone for them, if that's the case, yeah.
Yeah, so they got the police need to go in the area, the citizens in the area, they need to get together and find that person, man. There's another second abduction around the CMH, too.
We got, well, when we say we got to find that person, what we need to do is mobilize resources, right? So if there is CCTV, like the government keep telling us, there's CCTV all over the place, then let's prioritize its use in that area, right? Then we need to have some undercover patrols.
Right.
In the area, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we need. And to Julian Anderson, for example, the PLP ain't to be in government forever, son. You know, with some sensible administration to finally come in and implement these things would be one, man. Freedom Ministry can fix election date, man. They ain't to be in government. They could be in opposition one day, too. And they could be coming up soon, too, in a matter of weeks. Have a nice day.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Yes, sir.
You know, when I talk about democracy, right, mm-hmm. of supreme leaders who are not elected,
mm-hmm.
right? So if we're talking about democracy, supreme leaders should be elected.
Mm-hmm.
So why are they not fighting Dubai, I mean, the UAE and Saudi Arabia?
Right? So you're saying... If the West's argument is that they are fighting for democracy, why aren't they targeting the countries that have the least democratic systems?
Right. Supreme leaders, hereditary leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, these wars are about hegemony.
I thought it was about land and money.
That's hegemony. They want your things. What you talking about?
Your things, right? Oh, you mean... So when you say hegemony, I mean... When I say it, I mean imperialism, white supremacist industrialization. I got you.
That's the same difference.
I got you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, so... Let's go... See, here are these headlines. Bastian and Cooper are on a collision course for PLP leadership, right? This is Mr. Kevin Evans. Letter to the editor says, I believe that PLP deputy leader Cooper and Fort Charlotte candidate Bastian are now on a direct collision course to succeed Prime Minister Davis. He says, The Guardian published last week that Bastian was reticent about answering a simple question on whether or not he would seek to lead the PLP. His silence was deafening and had only served to confirm my suspicion that Bastian is planning on succeeding the 74-year-old Davis either in the next parliamentary term or shortly after. Okay, so watch this. Remember I was telling y'all to go... Google Bahamas Constitution on your phone or your computer, your device, or pick up your copy and go to Article 73.1A. Article 73.1A says that on any occasion that the Governor General must appoint a Prime Minister, the Governor General must appoint the person who is the leader of the party that commands the most seats in the House of Assembly. Yeah. Back to this article, this letter to the editor, Bastian and Cooper are on a collision course for PLP leadership. For Chester Cooper, this is a bitter pill to swallow. I am picking out excerpts from the letter. For Chester Cooper, this is a bitter pill to swallow. Bastien poses a threat to his political aspirations of one day becoming prime minister. Under normal circumstances, Cooper would have the inside track to succeed Davis, but the Island Luck CEO is no future challenger. Bastien is arguably the second most powerful figure within the PLP, and he isn't even an MP yet. I fully expect Bastien to win Fort Charlotte. Bastien losing to the Free National Movement's Travis Robinson is the only way he can stave off Bastien. See, all of this is really interesting. You say, well, but Bastien isn't even an MP yet. What's all the fuss about? Well, if you read Article 73.1A, then I think we realize that all of the fuss, every single modicum, every splinter, every shaving, every fringe of fuss is about Article 73.1A. Now, I hadn't read the letter from Joan Sawyer this morning. I saw it, right? And I will read from it briefly. I shall be grateful if you would allow me space in your newspaper to draw the attention of your readers to the following provisions of the Constitution of the Bahamas, as they may affect sitting members of Parliament, as well as some candidates who may be seeking to become members of Parliament. The first two provisions are Articles 42 and 43, which deal with disqualification for appointment to the Senate, as well as when a sitting senator must vacate his seat in the Senate. Article 42.1 provides that, quote, no person shall be qualified to be appointed as a senator who is interested in any government contract and has not disclosed to the Governor General the nature of such contract and of his interest therein, close quotes. If a candidate whose name has been put forward for appointment as a senator, whether by the majority party or the minority party, knows that he or she has an interest in a contract with the government, quote, for example, shares in a company that is leasing a building to the government, close parentheses, sorry, and does not disclose that fact to the Governor General, then he or she would be disqualified for such an appointment. With regard to any sitting member of the Senate, Article 43.1 of the Constitution provides, 43.1, the seat of a senator shall become vacant. We go to H, if he becomes interested in any government contract, provided that if in the circumstances it appears to the Senate to be just to do so. The Senate may exempt any senator from vacating his seat under this subparagraph. All right, I want to make a quick note before we go to the text line. Either earlier this week or before the weekend, I referenced the Beneficial Owners Act, and a listener shared with me that the Register of Beneficial Owners Act has been passed for some time. I now have a copy of it in my device. So I just wanted to make that note. The Register of Beneficial Owners Act has been passed for some time. So, see, when you read Article 73.1A, it makes this conversation that Kevin Evans is having with us even more interesting, because it begs the question, well, why do people enter politics? Why do people become MPs? Do they become MPs because that's the first door you have to open to access the chambers of the Prime Minister, the office of the Prime Minister? Do people become MPs to MP? Or do they become MPs to begin their journey to Supreme Leader? Anyway, let's go to the text line. Good morning, Aaron. I trust all is well. Trump and his reckless mouth and apparently senile-headed mind is looking to start another war with his stupid statement about, quote, taking, close quotes, Cuba. You really think China, Russia, and other communist comrades of Cuba will allow this strategic move? And talking about geographically strategic states, the Bahamas is the most influential and I guess most defenseless one when it comes to targeting the U.S. East Coast. Dear Texter, I couldn't use the word. It's not a... Anyway, thank you. It was colorful. Good morning. This notion about Fred Mitchell knowing all of his constituents is false. I've lived in Fox Hill for almost 40 years and he doesn't know me. Not that I am interested in him knowing me. Okay, Texter, I feel you. But that you don't know if he knows you or not. You don't know. You don't know. And that's, see, that's the thing there. That's what makes it, if it, you write even more like savvy, that there are residents who have never met him and don't know that he's aware that they're there. Or that he knows his their family. Here's a text. Aaron, if you... Okay, say that politicking caller is lying. Imagine working for a man for 20 years and he don't show up to your funeral. Y'all need to watch who was campaigning. I thought it cost money. Not free. Change is here. Aaron, if you vote, would you vote for a drug dealer? A drug addict? You know, in Brazil, several years ago, maybe almost two decades ago, there were these ambulances, mini ambulances, that were providing free health care, medical care throughout the cities, right? The only problem is that the free ambulance, the free health care would not go up into the favelas, right? Up into the most crowded and what they say are the most dangerous areas of Brazil. And so one of the bad man them from the favela came down into the city. And they held one of the ambulances hostage, right? They kidnapped them and told them, look, we've taken you all into the favelas to provide the same care for the people who have the greatest need for access. Yeah? So, another text. Bernadette, continue to speak truth to power. We love and respect you. Good day, Mr. Mitchell. Got voted out before, so watch Fox Hill. Good day. And the opponent is the Bahamian people. Thanks for going down memory lane. Let's find out who's legally in the Bahamas. Call a lockdown to determine that. Well, I tell you what, right? Like, what people would have hoped is that post-Dorian, immediately post-Dorian, right, a program would have been put in place to track the internal migration. And also, during the pandemic, that the circumstances that existed would also enable us to employ in a humanitarian way a census of that nature, right? I don't know why we didn't. Please be informed that our country's leaders over decades did not focus on many important issues to empower our people and families. I mean, I cannot disagree with you. It says, please note that many of our people and leaders are broken, undeveloped, and immature. Also, many of us are ungodly. Let me just say that I appreciate the way that you frame that, right? Because people in positions of leadership, lots of them are broken. And we acknowledge that they still continue to try. But we have to hold space where those people who are broken could take a step back without shame, right? Without us heaping shame upon them. It's okay to say that you're broken. It's okay to say that, listen, at this time, I really should withdraw. I really need to focus on some other personal things. There's no shame in that. And we should acknowledge and celebrate people who are brave enough to do that. Thank you, Texter, for framing that. Here's a text. Aaron, I can't blame Trump for his language. We have chairmen of parties and laymen that disobey God's stop signs for personal relationships while we criticize Trump for disobeying geographic stop signs. Texter, producer, play the gospel music, because me and this Texter go into hell right now together. Texter, you have no shame in your heart. First of all, when you're going to say nasty things like this, you need to be bold enough to say them outright. You got to be like Trump and say, we're going to grab them by the genitals. That's what you got to do. Stop hiding behind God to throw nastiness at people. It's just, the two of us could go at the same time. Call Peter and tell him two people taking the stairs down and not the stairs up. The text goes on to say, what about that woman who was locked up for picking up little boys? Where is she? You see what I'm saying? Some people will use God and will use your faith and your beliefs to pull you in the war against other people. And in most instances, the vast majority of these people out here, even the ones running the red light and stop sign, they're in crisis and they're crying out for grace and mercy, even if they don't have the right language. They're hoping that their desperation will lift their words to God. And some of y'all just out here taking advantage of these people. Listen, all we have is our faith. And someone's faith is not yours to tear down for your own purpose. All right? Anyway, y'all have a good day. Y'all have a very, very good day. Be careful, it's wet outside. Don't climb the tamarind tree while it's wet, but as soon as it's dry, go get in the tree and pick them tamarind, please. Anyway, you guys stay tuned because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Marie is up next.
Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.